Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is retired Senior Chief Ron Burrows, United States Navy Seabees, to combat tours in Iraq, and I am your host this morning for Battlefield Expressions. And first of all, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone that is out there and you're listening. We're not afraid to say Merry Christmas here. We understand what Christmas is about, and we want to celebrate the reason for the season, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. And what a great opportunity we have to be able to say Merry Christmas. We still live in a country where we have the freedom of speech, and so we're going to utilize that here this morning and to make that happen. Hey, this program is brought to you by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center through a generous grant to help with our marketing and also to help get the word out as we talk about our veterans and our veterans programs and our services that we have available. The Northern California Veterans Museum office is located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, California, and our phone number is 530-378-2280. That's 378-2280. And if you would like to help sponsor this program as we honor our veterans throughout this next year with Battlefield Expressions, we'd like you to give us a call, and we can give you some information on helping to sponsor this program as we talk about our veterans, we talk about veterans issues, and we talk about our American liberties and our freedoms that we have and why that's so important through the sacrifices of the men and women who have made that happen to us. The greatest gift that we have right now in our society is our freedom. And that freedom was purchased off of the blood and the sacrifice of our men and women who wear the uniforms of our nation, the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Merchant Marines, and all those who support them. And so what a great opportunity it is for us to make sure that we remember those men and women who have served, those that are serving right now, and those that will serve as we prepare and we educate them to help know why it is so important that we work together and that we make sure that we continue to have the freedom we have. Freedom is not something that would just come to us. Freedom is something that is fought for. It's paid for with a price. It's paid for with the lives of many, the blood of many, and the service of many. And so it's so important for us to continue to make sure that we say thank you to those who serve. This holiday season is Christmas season when you're out there, as is any day. But when you see a veteran that's wearing their hat or that you know that they're a veteran, that you say thank you for my freedom, the gift that we have that no one else in the world has except the United States. And this freedom we get and we have it, it's so available to us that so many take it for granted. They have no idea the sacrifice it's taken for them to have what they have and for them to use it and abuse it, and not knowing why they have it. And so there's so many in our country that know why we have our freedom and what the sacrifice is. But if we do not continue to tell the next generation, if we not continue to let others know about why this freedom that we have should not be taken for granted or taken advantage of. Then shame on us for not stepping up. And each one of us, whether you're a veteran or you're a citizen in our community, you need to make sure that you spread that word so that people in our younger generations know. Because silence is consent. And we do not consent on abusing this freedom. We do not consent on allowing other people to take it away from us and to make it out to be something that is not. And so the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is about preserving the memory and the history of those who have served and sacrificed across our nation from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan and Iraq with the global war on terror. And it is so important as we move forward that those stories and those memories and the sacrifices that were made are continued to be preserved and then also to be displayed so that others may know what it's taken for us to have what we have. And so I want to make sure, and I know I'm probably beating a drum that people have heard before, but that's okay because it is so important for us to continue to remember that. I was on another radio program called Military Moments in the past where we were able to honor our veterans on a weekly basis through music and script. And that opportunity went away because of some politics in the corporation and things like that. And so that's why Battlefield Expressions came along. And that's another reason why the Northern California Veterans Museum helps to promote this through the grant and to make sure that the voices continue to be heard as to why our freedoms are so important. Sometimes I think that if people don't have an attachment to why their freedoms are what they have, and they don't understand if they've never had anybody take that opportunity away from them, whether it's their speech or their right to do anything they want to, whether it's within the law or without the law, then they don't know what it's like to be in a communist country or a third world country where they have no freedoms, they have no rights. They don't have the opportunity to go into a store where they have anything at their fingertips, like a Walmart. They don't have the opportunity to walk down a street without having somebody check them with a rifle or a machine gun or to slash them and hack them. Of course, we have issues all across our nation with criminals and with murders and things like that, and our police departments help to take care of that, except in California where they just let them go for free because they abuse the freedoms and privileges that we have from our government officials here. And it takes away from all of us. But we as citizens have that right to step up and defend our own freedoms. We have the right to speak our own peace. We have the right to say our voice. And it's so important for you to be able to exercise that. And many times we get lazy, we get complacent, and somebody else will take care of that. Well, unless you want your future to be run by somebody else, I suggest that we start speaking up. I suggest that we start speaking out, that we make our voices heard. If you don't like what's going on in the community, go to the city council, go to the county supervisor's office, go talk to any one of your elected officials and let them know what you feel and why you feel it. Talk to Congressman LaMalfa, call his office and let him know, hey, this is what I feel, this is what's important. If I voted for you, I expect you to help make sure that you take care of the situation in our community. And it's so important for us, each one of us, to be able, as we move forward, that we do not lose this gift that has been given to us by so many. The sacrifices that have been made. Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan said, freedom is not free, it's given to us by each generation. And unless we teach the next generation how important our freedoms are, unless we teach them how individuals have sacrificed throughout our history in our nation, and even right now our men and women are around the world protecting our freedoms as we are here at home enjoying our beautiful community here in Northern California and across our United States. So many people want to throw it away. They want the socialism. They want just everything other than being able to speak your opinion. It's fine to speak your opinion, whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's your right to be able to do that. But when you take away from the nation as a whole because of your selfishness, that's where the issue is. You know, our freedoms come with responsibilities, and those responsibilities here in our communities or across the nation, you can voice your opinion, but don't take it away from somebody else. Because that's not how it is. That's not what it is. You can voice your opinion, but every one of us has that right to voice that opinion. And so slowly we are losing more and more of those opportunities. So once again this morning, I just want to say, as we start our first segment, we get ready to go with the rest of the program, I want to remind you that when you see a veteran out there, when you see someone who has served this nation, that you say thank you to them for my freedom. Because without those men and women who have worn that uniform, who stepped up to the plate, who have made this happen in our lives, in our past, from our history, from mine, as our grandfathers, our grandmothers, our uncles, brothers, sisters, and brothers, our sons and daughters who are serving right now. It is so important that we make sure that we say thank you for the gift of freedom in our lives. We'll be right back.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is the best of battlefield expressions.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day. And now but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And this is a talk show program honoring our veterans here in our community and across our nation. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's your talk radio show. And we'd like you to call in this morning. We'll be playing a lot of different military songs. Our theme this morning is Christmas in the Trenches. And if you served in the United States military or even in another country and you want to talk about your Christmas experience while you're serving in the military, we'd like you to call in this morning and we'll talk with you about that. The number is 605-4567. That's 605-4567 as we're coming up on this Christmas week. We want to make sure that we honor our veterans and we want to talk about the sacrifices that they made during their service in the trenches during the wars. Even if you weren't in the war, if you were gone away from home and they had a special Christmas experience or you received a package or certain things during that time frame and you'd like to talk about it, or if you're a family member and you'd like to talk about your service member who was gone and what it was like during that time frame of trying to hang on and keep the Christmas fires burning, we'd like you to call in and talk about that. What a great opportunity it is for us to honor our veterans during this time. And so we want to continue to do that. This program will have multiple different music, military music from different time frames during the Christmas season and some Christmas poems and things like that as we move forward. And so when I was in Iraq during my service, there wasn't a time throughout the years during my deployments that I didn't miss every holiday. And there was many military personnel from all the different branches that served, and they missed all of the different holidays too. And I can remember receiving the packages from home, how important it was to get those care packages and to be able to have just a small piece of home in a box that came, that reminded you, whether it was from your family or from complete strangers, that somebody cared enough to say thank you to you while you were serving overseas. And I received a little Christmas tree, and I put it all together, and I had it in my little room, my little room. We were staying in the old army barracks of the Iraqi army there in Fallujah. And the room was about 8 feet by 10 feet. It was just a narrow little room, big enough to have a bunk bed in there, a sea bag, and some stuff strewn around where we could lay our gear in between convoy missions and have just so it was just a cement room. It's kind of like a prison cell. And that's basically where we were most of the time. We were never one location more than 3 days. The rest of the time for a whole year, we were out on the road running supplies and logistics from one location to the next for the Marine Corps. And the CBs were attached to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force during that time frame, and we served with the Marine Corps everywhere we went and everything that we did. And I can remember going to our Christmas Eve service. They had a Christmas Eve service there in Fallujah. They had brought everybody back in off the roads because it was so dangerous during that time frame that they didn't want anybody to die from an IED explosion. Christmas Eve day, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas. They didn't want to have to make a phone call home and to talk to any of the families and say, your son died on Christmas Eve, or your son or daughter died on Christmas Day or the day after. And I can remember just what it was. We had been running 30-hour days every single day for days on end. We finally got a reprieve on Christmas Eve. And I can remember sitting in that Christmas Eve service with my M16 slung across my shoulders and my 9mm on my hip, and looking out across the other personnel that were there at that service that night as we sang some Christmas carols and listened to a little sermon concerning Christmas and our opportunity to be there. Everybody had their weapons with them. So there were soldiers with SAWs, which is a squad automatic weapon machine gun, and M16s and all different types of firearms and things in our combat gear because we were always subjective to a mortar fire. And I thought to myself, the Christmas, here we are. We're completely loaded up for combat, and we are spending Christmas Eve in this facility. It was actually a big hall there that Saddam Hussein used to address his troops there in the Fallujah Event Center. And how unique it was for us to be loaded up with our gear, ready to fight and do what we needed to do while we celebrated Christmas. That was kind of Christmas in our trench at that time. And how other people across the United States have no idea. They choose to go to a Christmas service or they choose not to. They choose to do it to honor Christ or they choose not to. The choices that they had, they go, they don't have to worry about somebody shooting them. They don't have to worry about carrying a firearm with them or anything else. And here we were loaded to the hilt for bear for the Iraqi war. And we were in that Christmas service. And that's the way it was during Easter also. I was that in that Easter service, and I looked around, and we were all in that Easter service, and we had all of our firearms with us, and, I mean, some guys had their grenades. I mean, they had everything, because if we got a phone call, we got information, boom, we were gone. We were out of there and back into our combat positions. And how unique it is when you serve and you carry and you honor and you defend the freedoms and our heritage and the rights that we have as Americans all around the world, and yet those that are at home abuse those privileges because they never understand and know the cost that it takes to defend that, the cost that it takes to keep that freedom, that right that we have to continue on. So as we move forward, we're going to play a couple different military songs, and this song is A Soldier's Christmas by Danny Rongo.
Every day always helps to pass the time away. December for a soldier's heavy heart. So many wonder as you try to say, how do you make it through the holiday? I'll tell you from a soldier's point of view. See the Christmas star, but from afar, hear the jingle bells just not as well. Always pray for silent nights, cause we see different Christmas lights. We'll say a Christmas prayer, wish we were there, hang the mistletoe, but miss you so. Hope to God we're not here long. This is a soldier's Christmas song. Our job is harder at this time of year. The Christmas spirit wraps around our feet. There's a knowing that we stand for something more. We see the Christmas star, but from afar, hear the jingle bells just not as well. Always pray for silent nights, cause we see different Christmas lights. We'll say a Christmas prayer, wish we were there, hang the mistletoe, but miss you so. Hope to God we're not here long. This is a soldier's Christmas song. Our simple manger scene is caught between all that we saw, from shock and awe, our plastic baby Jesus Christ for us. Our desert land, we thank you for the love you send our way. We see the Christmas star, but from afar, hear the jingle bells just not as well. Always pray for silent nights, cause we see different Christmas lights. Say a Christmas prayer, wish we were there, hang the mistletoe, but miss you so. Hope to God we're not here long. This is a soldier's Christmas song. And hope to God we're not here long. This is a soldier's Christmas song. Soldier's Christmas song.
This is a soldier's Christmas song. A soldier's Christmas.
Good morning. Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows. I am your host this morning. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we'd like to remind you, we were talking about Christmas in the trenches this morning. If you have served your nation during Christmas time frame, whether you were in the trenches or somewhere else, and you have an experience that you'd like to share with us this morning, or if you're a family member and you'd like to go ahead and talk about your service member being gone or what it meant to you to have them back home for a certain Christmas, we'd like to invite you to call in at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. That's your call-in number to go ahead and share your experience with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and this morning we are talking about Christmas in the trenches. from our military personnel and experiences that we've had, and also we'll be talking about some information for World War I and World War II of Christmas in the Trenches. And so we'd like to, as we move forward, I want to talk to you a little bit about the packages that we ship overseas with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And so since the museum became an official nonprofit in 2008, our PMA nonprofit, 501c3, in May 5th of 2008, so we've been a nonprofit now for almost 12, 13 years, as we move forward honoring our veterans in this community. And Homeward Bound was a program we started in 2013. It was Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, a program to help our military personnel that are coming back from the Global War on Terror and post-9/11 veterans. And we had so many parents that came in during that time, for instance, my son or my daughter just got back from Iraq or Afghanistan. They won't engage. They're not getting a job. They don't know who to go to. They don't know who to talk to. And do you know of any programs? And, of course, during the 90s, the military drew all of our different military bases down in California, the Air Force, the Navy out towards the Bay Area, the Army bases. They shut them down. They closed them down through the attrition, through the Clinton administration during that time frame. And so there were no service support areas up here in Northern California. And so we felt it was a need. I felt that it was a need. I started the program with $1,000 out of my own pocket to put this program together. I was still in the Navy at that time, and I had military personnel that were coming back. They couldn't get a job. They were losing their cars. They couldn't keep an apartment. They were sleeping on their couches of their buddies. And I thought, how important is it for us? You know, we go, they send us all around the world to help people we don't know, and yet we come back and our own military personnel are struggling. They're not being able to take care of themselves. They're not getting the pay. They can't get a job because they might get shipped overseas again. Or the attitude of the nation was, well, if you're in the military, I don't want to hire you. We see that all the time where our military personnel struggle with jobs. Fortunately, that attitude has changed in the last few years, and it's becoming more and more susceptible to honor our veterans who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan and to help them as they move forward with their jobs and with their PTSD and with their service-connected injuries. Through the Homeward Bound program, we started shipping boxes with a program called Christmas for the Troops back in 2008 when I returned from Iraq. And we have continued to put together and ship care packages overseas this entire time frame. This Christmas year, we just shipped 400 plus boxes overseas to military personnel all around the world throughout the different branches of service. They'll be receiving them this week. So they just received those boxes right now, or they'll be getting them right here before Christmas this next week. So in the past 12 years, we have shipped over 8,000 care packages from our Northern California area overseas. And what a great opportunity it is for us to be able to continue to say thank you to those who are serving right now. You don't know how important it is after you've been serving overseas in a combat situation or on a op tempo, which is operational tempo that keeps you running almost 24/7. And you're not getting any kind of reprieve, or you don't think anybody cares. You're worn down. Sometimes the command is very tough and difficult depending upon where you're serving. And then you get a care package, a box of goodies, whatever might be in there, a letter, a card from a child that says, thank you for serving my country. Thank you for my freedom. This says, Merry Christmas. We're thinking about you. You cannot believe how important that is. And so what great opportunity it is for our organization to step up with individuals from the community and the kids from the different schools that donate these items. They pull them all together. This year, the different students from Netier School in Red Bluff and in Cottonwood Evergreen School out there off Bowman Road in Cottonwood, and then Happy Valley, the Elite Club that is out there, the honor students, they put together a great program, brought in all different types of items. The Manton 4-H Club, they went out and stood in front of stores, and they brought in hundreds of items that people donated. And we were able to put all these together and ship those out this last couple of weeks. And what a great Merry Christmas those individuals will be getting when they receive those boxes. We sent multiple boxes to individuals for them to share with people in their units. And so when they get those boxes, they now become Santa Claus in their unit. They are able to hand those boxes of goodies out during that time frame. When we were in Fallujah, Iraq, we received boxes from multiple people from different places. And all the guys would, on my convoy team, there was 25 of us, we would take what we wanted from the boxes and the other items we put together on a table in a quad between our different rooms. And there was several boxes of candy and different things that were there. And you don't eat so much candy, but what we did was we took it and we shared that. We took those boxes to a forward combat outpost. It's called a COP, where the Marines were serving. All it is four berms of dirt, some concertina wire around the outside, and their vehicles and some tents, and that's where they slept. If we didn't bring them the water, they didn't drink. If we didn't bring them the four-hole burnouts, they didn't have a place to go to the bathroom. If we didn't bring them the toilet paper, they didn't have the toilet paper or the MREs. And so that's why these convoys, these logistical convoys for the Marine Corps with the Seabees was so important. And so we took those extra boxes to them because they weren't receiving anything, and we had extra. So we gave that extra stuff to our Marine Corps brothers and sisters that were serving out there. What a great opportunity it is to be able to take something that you have and be able to share it with somebody else. And even though we were in a combat zone and we had limited resources, we were still able to take those limited resources and share them and be able to move those forward with our brothers in arms, the Marines. So the next song we want to go to is A Soldier's Christmas Poem. It's a great poem. Listen to what he has to say.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give, to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantel, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours. So silent and still as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All's secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and the nightingale sang in Barclay Square.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Ron Burles. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center through a generous grant to help promote our marketing and to honor our veterans. And so this last week, the celebration or the remembrance of the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge was recognized at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., and also in Bastogne. At the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., there was only one veteran, World War II veteran, that was there that had been at the Battle of the Bulge. We are losing our veterans from the greatest generation so fast. And those that are still alive, that are in poor health, that can't travel, they are out and around us. But we are not slowly losing them. We are quickly losing them. Thousands from around the world descended on Bastogne, a town of almost 50,000, to celebrate the country's liberation from World War II, from the Nazis. Monday marked the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, a bloody altercation with Hitler's Nazi war machine that began December 16, 1944 and stretched into late January 1945. And in a few minutes, we'll listen to Franklin Delano Roosevelt talk about that time frame when those men were there at the Battle of the Bulge and they were caught in that balloon of a pocket from the Nazi soldiers. And we're going to talk about that here in just a second. I'll tell you a little bit about that story as we move into Franklin Delano Roosevelt's, the president at that time, his speech to our troops that were captured and that were in that captured position. They were not captured, but they were held in a position that the Nazis would not let them out. And I'll read about that right now. In response to Allied successes, Hitler began to make plans for a counteroffensive, which would regain the initiative for German Hitler's plan. It was ambitious in the extreme, aiming to seize the port of Antwerp through carrying out a surprise attack in the Ardennes. Hitler's generals were against his proposal. Recognizing that the German army was in a state to make such a huge advance, Hitler could not be dissuaded, however, and gave orders for the troops to be concentrated opposite the Ardennes, even though this would denude the Eastern Front of manpower that was desperately required there on the Russian front. The offensive began on December 16, 1944. Although gains were made, they were not substantial enough for Hitler's goal of reaching Antwerp to be realized. Just as the senior commanders had predicted, the northern thrust by the 6th Panzer Army stalled within a few days. While that in the center enjoyed more success, during 18 and the 22nd of December, the 101st Airborne Division was surrounded by at Bastogne and held out for some days in the face of difficult odds. Even though the Germans had pushed deep into the Allied lines, once the Allies regained their footing and the weather lifted sufficiently for the Allied fighter bombers to operate, the outcome was inevitable. A counterattack began on 23rd December, and Bastogne was relieved 3 days later, a final German effort. On 3 January of 1945, the Allies launched again attacks against the northern and southern flanks of the salient created by the German advance, with the intention of reducing it once and for all. During the course of the next 2 weeks, the Germans were pushed back to their original starting position. Although the offensive undoubtedly caused considerable alarm to the Allies in its early phases, as the German advance made good ground, it soon became clear that German strength was inadequate to gain a major strategic victory. The end result was the Germans suffered heavy losses pursuing a goal that had been unattainable from the outset.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Less than a month ago, I flew in a big army transport plane over the little town of Bethlehem in Palestine.
Tonight on Christmas Eve, all men and women everywhere who love Christmas are thinking of that ancient town and of the star of faith that shone there more than 19 centuries ago. American boys are fighting today in snow-covered mountains, in malarial jungles,
on blazing deserts. They are fighting on the far stretches of the sea and above the clouds, fighting, seeing the day for which they struggle. I think it's best symbolized by the message that came out of Bethlehem. On behalf of the American people, your own people, I send this Christmas message to you. You are in our armed forces. In our hearts are prayers for you and for all your comrades in arms to fight to rid the world of evil.
We ask God's blessing upon you, upon your fathers and mothers and wives and children, all your loved ones at home. We ask that the comfort of God's grace shall be granted to those who are sick and wounded, and to those who are prisoners of war in the hands of the enemy, waiting for the day when they will again be free. And we ask that God receive and cherish those who have given their lives and that he keep them in honor and in the grateful memory of their countrymen forever. God bless all of you who fight our battles on this Christmas Eve. God bless us all. Keep us strong in our faith that we fight
for a better day for humankind, here and everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the President of the United States.
As Christmas approached in 1944, many infantry regiments spearheading the Battle of the Bulge. We didn't hear from home for 5 to 6 weeks at a time, they said, and we had nothing but K rations and C rations to eat. Many were wounded by the explosions of artillery rounds in the pine trees and trees that were surrounding us. We spent Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 1944 sitting on the bank of the Ruhr River, and turkey sandwiches were brought up to us. To our surprise, as we began eating, the Germans across the river began singing jingle bells to us. One story for one soldier that was there at the Battle of the Bulge. Even though they were surrounded, there was still some Christmas spirit from both sides. It's amazing that even though that the ferocity of war takes place, that there is still kindness in some hearts on both sides, whether it be the enemy side or be the American side, during that time frame, during World War II. And so as we remember 1944 in the Battle of the Bulge and those men who were out there in those freezing temperatures and they were cut off from American forces and they were just living off of their C rations and K rations, which were like MREs but only in cans. And so during that time frame, they had limited medical supplies. They had limited resources because they were cut off. And those that were forward advanced, all they had is what they had with them in their packs, if they had packs at all. The snow was very heavy during that time frame, and they would wake up and the snow would be covering them completely in their sleeping bags or their canvases that were covering them during that time frame. Many men had frostbite, and some lost their lives due to the freezing temperatures. It was so critical for the 101st Airborne during that time frame. And that's one of the reasons that the 101st Airborne was given so many accolades during that time. For as they parachuted into those forward areas, many times they would be in pockets of American troops surrounded by Germans. But they did not give up. They did not surrender. They knew how critical it was for our military at that time to continue to fight the enemy, which was the Nazi terrorism, the Nazi soldiers, and Hitler and his regime. And so they continued to fight on. They continued to press forward. And to hold those positions until they received reinforcements so that they could go ahead and they can continue to win against the Nazi machine. And so once again today we remember, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, we will remember in later generations. And in this generation today we remember those men who gave their lives during that Christmas season and who sacrificed so that we could have the freedom that we have today. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993. And one...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another ruling on vaccine mandates.
A federal appeals court panel ruling President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect. The 2-1 ruling from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reverses a lower court ruling that had paused the requirement. Conservative groups are challenging the rule, which would apply to companies with at least 100 employees and affect 85 million workers. They are vowing to appeal Friday's ruling to the Supreme Court. Jason Walker reporting.
The Pentagon says all U.S. military services have now begun disciplinary actions against troops that refuse to get the shot.
It's not as a result of a legal proceeding in that, you know, as a, like a court martial. Again, this is administrative discharges, as you know, are a fairly common practice. So the processes are pretty similar across the services.
Reality starting to set in for President Biden and congressional Democrats who had hoped to pass a massive spending bill by Christmas.
After months of division and debate among Democrats, they've come up short in meeting a Christmas deadline to send a $1.75 trillion package to the White House. President Biden has acknowledged that the votes aren't there yet in the 50-50 Senate and that work will continue over the days and weeks ahead.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, poll showing many Americans disenchanted with President Biden and his agenda. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he's optimistic his party has good chances in next year's midterm elections.
There was going to be some tough races, but we're going to get a majority, and I think we could. If all of our candidates do well, we could have a nice majority in the Senate next November.
And Senator Rick Scott of Florida was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Private license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Police in Virginia are checking online dating sites for more potential victims of a possible serial killer.
The bodies of four people have been found in Virginia, two in Harrisonburg and two others about 100 miles away in Fairfax County, just outside Washington, D.C. There are several connections, including shopping carts used to move the bodies, online dating sites, and a suspect, 35-year-old Anthony Robinson of Washington, who was arrested in Harrisonburg shortly after the two victims were found. Police Chief Kevin Davis tells WJLA they're trying to look into Robinson's life going back many years to see if there might be more victims.
To do everything we can with each other, with the community, to identify other places where he has been so we can bring closure and ultimately justice.
Davis adds Robinson has lived in a number of locations, including Maryland and New York. I'm Tim McGuire.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former Senator Jim Talent is urging Missouri Republicans to avoid nominating former Governor Eric Greitens for a Senate seat next year, even if they think he was unfairly forced to resign back in 2018 amid a scandal. Talent says Missouri needs a candidate who can win and then effectively lead.
But I think if you love your neighbor, you should want him to be well governed. So you should, within the very broadest limits, pick the person that you think is going to govern them the best.
The mayor of San Francisco declared a state of emergency on Friday for the Tenderloin District in an effort to bring down overdose deaths.
The other part is being aggressive
about getting people into services and support and not allowing what has happened on our streets to continue.
The Tenderloin District is one of the most prone areas for violent crime and one of the poorest drug-infested neighborhoods. Mayor Breed says about two people a day have been dying of overdoses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. My name is Ron Burroughs, retired United States Navy Senior Chief, U.S. Navy Seabees. It's a great opportunity to be here with you this morning. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio show. And this portion of our program is brought to you by Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and insured, giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, fire breaks, and after-storm cleanup removal of waste left from the storms and also left from transients also. They have tractor services and a multiple variety of opportunities to help you with whatever your need might be. Chief Foster's father is a Korean War veteran, and so he has helped sponsor this program in honor of his father's service. His phone number is 440-9531. That's 440-9531, Foster's Brush Hog Service. And we'd like to, if you need some help out there, give them a call, get an estimate on what it can do to help you out. And he lives right here in our Anderson community, helping and serving in our North State. Once again, 440-9531. This morning we are talking about Christmas in the trenches with our military personnel from the past and from the present, from World War II and World War I to the global war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan. And even though the eras have changed, the attitude of the heart and being gone during the holiday season is always very tough on the hearts of our men and women who serve around the world. And so sometimes that's why it's so important as they serve with each other, they become brothers and sisters in arms. That family that they serve together while they're so far from home becomes the new family, becomes the new normal. And that's how they support each other during that time frame. And it's so critical with those relationships that they develop. We've been talking about World War II since our first program here on December 7th and the invasion and the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And last week we talked about Hitler and his invasion throughout Europe. And this morning we're talking about the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge with our military forces that were there in Europe during that time frame, Christmas of 1944. And so once again we'll be talking about another story of another veteran, Norman Wood, who served during that time frame. I saw months on the front line combat duty as an army infantry in Europe during the war, but one morning stands out in my mind above all the rest. It was Christmas Day, 1944, and my outfit had flushed the Nazis out of a small town in Alsace-Lorraine, only 2 days before. We were dug into a field skirting the town, just 1,000 yards from the Rhine River and the infamous Siegfried Line. I climbed from my field foxhole and headed for my post in town. It was a snowy morning with lead-gray skies, and I buttoned the top of my heavy overcoat so the wind and the snow wouldn't get down in my neck. It had been daylight for nearly 2 hours as I walked toward the village, yet no smoke rose from the battered chimneys, and there was no sign of activity. No gleeful cries of children greeted this morning. Could it really be Christmas? Could war kill the spirit as well as the body? Merry Christmas seemed to be a hollow phrase as I trudged alone through the desolate village. The narrow, snow-drifted streets were free of footprints, and the drift seemed to seal the doors of the houses tight. Except for irregular gusts of wind, there was no sound in the town. It was easy to feel sorry for myself, spending Christmas Day in what amounted to be a deserted heap of bomb rubble. From the middle of the street, I glanced through frosted windows of the houses as I passed. I halted abruptly at what seemed to be an odd sight in the midst of so much destruction. I saw a Christmas tree fully decorated, and around it were two women and three children. One of the women noticed me, and so she raised the window and invited me inside. Though the house wasn't warm, it did provide shelter from the icy wind and blowing snow, and the sight of that Christmas tree warmed me from the inside out. One of the women offered me cookies and a hot drink, which I thankfully accepted. "Today is Christmas," she said. "We are very happy you have driven the Boche, or the Germans, from our peaceful town, and we are thanking God for this day. Only a few hours ago they were all around us, but since then we have decorated a tree and made some cakes. This is surely a Merry Christmas for us. The thankful people of our little town are asking you Americans to please accept these baskets of fruit and nuts so that your Christmas will be happy also." There in the corner were some bushels of apples and pears and nearly a bushel of nuts. Each villager had contributed what little he or she could. When I left the tiny house to get to my post, I thought deeply about those kind people. By all physical signs, they had seemed crushed and beaten by the Nazis. Their homes were torn apart. Their food supply was nearly depleted, and they had been subjected to Nazi discipline and hate. Yet they still cherished the spirit of Christmas and humbly gave their thanks to God. The streets no longer looked desolate and unfamiliar to me. They were part of a quaint village that suddenly seemed so very much alive. I realized that then, this December 25th, would be the most gratifying Christmas day of my life. War did not have the power to dim the beauty and meaning of this holy day.
Another year has come and gone, and I'm still here holding on to this rifle and a picture of my kids, saying it's a holiday. Sure as hell don't feel that way. Don't think Jesus meant for it to be like this. Paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. Do the best we can to make it feel like home. A turkey dinner, Sergeant bows his head to pray. Boombox playing Silent Night, camouflage of Christmas lights. A paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. We do the best we can to make it feel like home. Sergeant bows his head to pray. Boombox playing Silent Night, camouflage of Christmas lights. Some say I'm a hero, but I'm just a dad trying to protect the most precious thing I have. Someday I'll be home. Paper star on a plastic tree, cotton snow in a manger scene. We do the best we can.
Good morning. Once again, you're listening to Christmas in the Trenches. This show is Battlefield Expressions. And if you'd like to call in and talk about one of your experiences, whether you served or you're a family member, talking about one of your family members that served during a special Christmas or a time frame, or you'd like to just call in and honor our veterans, you can call 605-4567. That call-in number is 605-4567. And we'd be thankful to hear what you have to say to honor our veterans during this time frame.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Jam. The captain seemed to understand.
because the next day the cat went on a draft in the band, and now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle bar of Company B.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions as we listen to some of these great World War II songs. We're going back to our first program where we talked about December 7th and the attack on Pearl Harbor. Last week we talked about the occupation of Europe as Hitler went down through with his Nazi machine through Poland and to Dunkirk into that area, listening to the different leaders during that time frame. This morning we're remembering the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, 1944, Christmas during that time frame. And so it's, I think it's really important as we move, go back, it's just to talk about Pearl Harbor or maybe the Battle of the Bulge. What does that mean? I mean, we could talk about these different places and things like that, but until you talk about the stories of the men and women who served during that time frame, our greatest generation that served during World War II, in some of their stories and some of the things that they experienced, it's important to take you back to that time frame and let you understand the attitudes of the hearts and the minds of the men and women who served our nation during that time frame. Not only were the issues going on in 1944 across Europe with the Battle of the Bulge, but also in the South Pacific where we fought the Japanese on land, on the islands, and in the sea and in the air. And this is another story of someone who served during in the Coast Guard in 1944. In 1944, I was serving on a Coast Guard patrol frigate off the coast of Newfoundland. It was difficult duty. We lost both men and equipment in terrible storms and sometimes were pounded by heavy seas for a month at a time. On the worst days, we had to tie ourselves on the deck so we didn't wash overboard and no one would get any sleep. We knew we'd be spending the holidays on the ship, so when we put ashore for fresh water and food, we tramped into the hills of Newfoundland and brought back a stunted pine tree. The executive officer gave us permission to put it on the mess deck. We suspended it overhead. The seas were too rough for it to stay put any other way. We returned to the submarine patrol, and as Christmas drew closer and more of our 300-plus crew members would stop to admire our tree. As the waves tossed our ship, the pine boughs would wave up and down like flapping arms. To make the tree more festive, a cook contributed a dozen onions, which we hung as though they were pretty bulbs. We cut out ornaments from white paper and pasted them on the boughs, then used wire to hang a few Christmas cards upon the tree. From December 23rd until Christmas, I didn't see a single man who wasn't misty-eyed. Silent groups gathered around the tree, covered the onions with paper, and listened to holiday music on the public address system. Some were so overcome by emotions that they left for the privacy of their bunks. There hasn't been a Christmas since that I haven't thought of those lonely days on the North Atlantic Sea and that tree full of bobbing onions. Experiences that are learned, experiences that are taken and thrust upon individuals in terrible situations or in rough situations are memories that are lasted forever. And so many Christmases that are remembered by service personnel across the world, whether it was World War I or World War II or Korea or Vietnam or Panama or Desert Storm, our men and women serve our nation wherever time of year it is, whatever the weather, whatever the place, wherever they are called to serve, they serve. It's so important for us to be able to remember some of these memories that they experienced during that time frame so that it's not just a story, but it makes it more personal for each and every one of us. Another story by a veteran that was in the South Pacific. I was in our local supermarket when I realized I'd been standing in the same spot for some time, staring fixedly at an item on the shelf. Seeing it again after all these years brought back a vivid memory. It was no longer the 1990s, but Christmas Day, 1944. I was a prisoner of war in Germany, and my roommate Tony was particularly good at creating exotic dishes from unlikely ingredients. Several days before Christmas, we decided to make a Spam loaf of our holiday dinner. We carefully fashioned a very effective stovetop oven from flattened powdered milk cans, being sure to put the shiny sides on the inside of the oven so paint fumes didn't season our food. Tony had used orange marmalade provided by the British Red Cross to make the glaze. Two cigarettes slipped into a German guard produced a small amount of brown sugar. The guard, knowing what we were up to, surprised as up throwing in six cloves, too. So far, none of Tony's preparations were that unusual, so I waited to see what the innovative twist he'd use to make this dish special. Imagine my surprise when he unwrapped several sticks of double mint gum and swabbed the Spam loaf with the powdered side of the foil wrappers. What a genius. It was a Christmas dinner I'll never forget. I could almost taste that dish again as I stood there contemplating the supermarket Spam display. I slipped the can in my cart and told my wife I'd make dinner that night. She was curious but doubtful as she watched me recreate Tony's recipe. In fact, she was watching me so closely that I couldn't bring myself to swab the Spam with the gum wrappers. I've often heard that Mom's apple pie isn't really as good as we remember it. Such was the case with my version of Tony's Christmas Spam. Maybe it would have tasted better if it had been Christmas and house temperature was 45. I know it would have been better if we'd been hungrier, and maybe if there had been that added hint of the mint.
I bet right now the snow is flying. I bet by now the sky's dark. Where I am, the wind is blowing, and it keeps us worlds apart. Well, I miss Christmas on the mountains, especially out here in the sand. Now, will you put the star on for me? This year I know you'll understand, but I won't be home for Christmas, 'cause you can count on me. From Bellowwood to the desert sands, wherever people are free, I won't be home for Christmas, 'cause you can count on me. Have you put the lights out on the house? And did you set that manger scene? When you send out all those Christmas cards, would you sign my name for me? And don't forget to tell the story to the kids on Christmas Eve. And do your best to keep them happy. Sadness over me, but I won't be home for Christmas, 'cause you can count on me. From Bellowwood to the desert sands, wherever people are free, I won't be home for Christmas, 'cause you can count on me. I won't be home for Christmas, 'cause you can count on me.
So I want to remind you, as we continue on this morning, we'll be finishing the program shortly. As you enjoy your Christmas season this year, I want you to remember the men and women who are serving around the world right now in our stead that won't be home for Christmas. They'll be pulling the watch. They'll be standing those late hours. They'll be making sure that the enemy doesn't sneak up and take advantage of our personnel while they're overseas, or whether they're in the Middle East, or whether they're in the jungles, or in the plains of Africa. We have military personnel everywhere that are serving right now. Those men and women who are serving in Syria right now, that are up there right at the battlefront's edge, watching everything that is taking place and doing the duties that they have. When we sent boxes from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and Christmas for the troops this year, we sent 100 boxes into the Syrian area for those military personnel that were up there. We sent boxes into Afghanistan for those individuals that are serving there. We sent in boxes to the USS Eisenhower, to the aircraft carriers, also to the USS George Washington that are serving in those locations. And what a great opportunity for us to be able to ship those packages to say thank you to those who won't be home for Christmas. So once again, as you're enjoying your Christmas season this year, you see a veteran, we want you to say thank you for the gift of freedom, the gift that our men and women are serving for, presenting it to us right now so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
When the lights go on again, all over the world, and the boys are home again, all over the world, and rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. A kiss won't mean goodbye, but hello.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, your host this morning, as we remember Christmas in the trenches. This portion of the show is brought to you by Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and insured, giving veterans elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services and fire breaks after storm cleanup and removal of waste from transients. Keith Foster does an enormous amount of work for the cities of Anderson and for Reading also and for our local communities. If you'd like more information about his services, you can contact him at 440-9531. That's 440-9531. Keith Foster, Brush Hog Services. And great folks, he is sponsoring the program in honor of his father, who is a Korean War veteran in the United States Navy. And thank you to you, sir, for your service. As we move forward with the program, we might talk about the Christmas Truce of 1914, World War I. I'm sure you might have heard of it before. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the story and how that took place. The 1914 Christmas Truce occurred during December 24th and the 25th in 1914, during the First World War I. After 5 months of bloody fighting on the Western Front, peace descended over the trenches during the Christmas season of 1914. Though not endorsed by the high command, a series of informal truces occurred that saw troops on both sides celebrate together and join singing and sporting events. With the beginning of World War I in August of 1914, Germany commenced the Schlieffen Plan. Updated in 1906, this plan called for German forces to move through Belgium with the intention of encircling French troops along the Franco-German border and winning a fast and decisive victory. With France knocked out of the war, men could be shifted east for the campaign against Russia. Now, this was not Hitler. This was the Prussians during that time frame. Put into motion, the first stages of the plan achieved during the Battle of the Frontiers, and the German cause was further enhanced by stunning triumph over the Russians at Tannenberg in late August. In Belgium, the Germans drove back the small Belgian army and beat the French at the Battle of Charleroi, as well as the British Expeditionary Forces at Mons. Falling back to the south, the British Expeditionary Forces and French finally were able to halt the German advance at the First Battle of the Marne in early September. Stymied, the Germans retreated behind the Aisne River, counterattacking at the First Battle of the Aisne. The Allies failed to dislodge the Germans and took heavy losses. Stalemated on the front, both sides began the race to the sea as they sought to outflank each other. Marching north and west, they stretched from the front to the English Channel. As both sides fought the upper hand, they clashed in Picardy, Albert, Artois. Ultimately, east the coast, the Western Front became a continuous line reaching to the Swiss frontier. For the British, the year concluded with the bloody First Battle of Ypres. It's Flanders, where they sustained over 50,000 casualties in Flanders Field. After the heavy fighting of the late summer and fall of 1914, one of the mythic events in World War I occurred. The 1914 Christmas truce began on Christmas Eve along the British and German lines around Ypres, Belgium. While it took hold in some places manned by the French and the Belgians, it was not as widespread as the nation viewed the Germans' invaders. Along the 27 miles of front manned by the British Expeditionary Forces, Christmas Eve 1914 began as a normal day with firing on both sides. While in some areas firing began to slacken through the afternoon, in others it continued at a regular pace. Private Mullard of the British Rifle Brigade wrote home, "We heard a band in the German trenches, but our artillery spoilt that effect by dropping a couple of shells right in the center of them." Despite this, Mullard was surprised at sunset to see trees stuck on top of the German trenches, lit up with candles, and all the men sitting on top of the trenches. So, of course, we got out ours and passed a few remarks, inviting each other to come over and have a drink and a smoke. But we did not like to trust each other at that time. The initial force behind the Christmas truce came from the Germans. In most cases, this began with the singing of carols and the appearance of Christmas trees along the trenches. Curious, Allied troops who had been inundated with propaganda depicting the Germans as barbarians began to join in the singing, which led to both sides reaching out to communicate. From these first hesitant contacts, informal ceasefires were arranged between units. As the lines in many places were only 30 to 70 yards apart, some fraternization between individuals had taken place prior to Christmas, but never on such a large scale. For the most part, both sides returned to their trenches later on Christmas Eve. The following morning, Christmas was celebrated in full with men visiting across the lines, and gifts of food, tobacco were being exchanged. In several places, games of soccer were organized, though these tended to be mass kickabouts rather than formal matches. Private Ernie Williams of the 6th Cheshire reported, "I think that there were about a couple of hundred taking part. There was no sort of ill will between us. Amid the music and sports, both sides frequently joined together for large Christmas dinners." For the most part, the Christmas truce only lasted for Christmas Eve and Day, and though in some areas it was extended through Boxing Day or New Year's, as it ended, both sides decided on signals for the recommencement of hostilities. Reluctantly returning to war, the bonds forged at Christmas slowly eroded as units rotated out and the fighting became more ferocious. The truce had largely worked due to a mutual feeling that war would be decided at another place, at another time, and most likely by someone else. As the war went on, the events of Christmas of 1914 became increasingly surreal to those who had not been there.
Oh, the snowflakes fell in silence over Bellwood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. And as we lay there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew. Though I did not know the language, the song was silent night. Then I heard my buddy whisper, "All is calm and all is bright." Then the fear and doubt surrounded me, 'cause I'd die if I was wrong. But I stood up in my trench and I began to see along. Then across the frozen battlefield, another's voice joined in, until one by one each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, for right there in my side stood the German
soldier beneath the fallen flakes of white. And he raised his head and smiled at me as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way. When the devil's clock struck midnight and the sky hit a big end, at the battlefield where heaven stood was blown to hell again. But for just one fleeting moment, the answer seems so clear. Heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's just beyond the fear. No, heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's for us to find here.
Once again, good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. As we get ready to step into our next break, when we come back out, we'll be listening to Silent Night. And Silent Night was one of those songs that they sung in those trenches. And I think that it's been sung in every trench since World War I to remember why we have the spirit of Christmas and why it's so important for peace on Earth. Among all of us.
Tico Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Life. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Right.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, your host, Iraqi veteran, United States Navy Seabees. What a great opportunity it is for us to play Silent Night in memory of those men who gave their lives during World War I, who were in the trenches, the songs that they sang during those truces, the songs that are sung by every military personnel when they are far from home during the Christmas holiday season. Another story that we have as we get ready to close out our program, spoken by Marlise Peterson about her brother who served in the war during 1941. My oldest brother, Lyle, was the first in our large family to join the service. I was only 8 years old when he left in 1941, but I got to know him very well through the loving, longing letters he wrote to each of us. I missed him especially at Christmas. The following Christmas, my sister, Avis, was in Washington, D.C. with the waves, and one more chair was empty at our table. The prayer before our Christmas Eve supper was the same one we prayed at every meal, ending with bringing our boys and girls home safely. Although my brother Harvey was badly needed on our farm, he enlisted in the Marines the following summer. He wanted to be the toughest and the best in his outfit. Maybe he was, but that didn't stop tears from glistening in his eyes as he stopped by our country school to tell us goodbye. That winter, we skated on the pond near the house, singing God Bless America, the Marine Corps hymn, and Anchors Away at the top of our voices. Perhaps I didn't fully realize the dangers of war, but I was filled with stirring of pride for my sister and my brothers. One day we received a telegram that read, Lyle wounded in action. The neighbors came to show their concern. My youngest sister and I went to our playhouse behind the lilac bushes where we hugged each other and cried. When the church bells rang over the world to tell that the war had ended, our family knelt at our own church and said a thankful prayer. Lyle, Avis, and Harvey all came home separately. Each homecoming was a wonderful, joyous reunion. Although the war years had dreamed that someday, all through the war years, I had dreamed that someday we would celebrate Christmas together again, and my dream finally came true. The memories of laughter and happiness from that holiday are like family heartbeats sounding through the years. But the strongest memory of all of the Christmas Eve services in our little church with the whole family together, hearing again the story of the baby boy born years ago with who would bring peace to all mankind. Pop, his head bowed in a humble prayer. Mom, her hands folded with the tears spilling down her cheek. And when the blessing was given, and me sitting next to Lyle. As the church bell rang, Lyle reached across and took my hand and squeezed it, and held it between his two big hands. It's a memory that will always live in my heart, and waiting to whisper back to me, Merry Christmas. This morning, as we finish our program, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and from Silver Star Veterans and Widows Programs, opportunities for us to continue to help take care of those in our community, from the younger veterans to the elderly veterans. Homeward Bound and the museum will be supporting our community with about 35 to 45 Christmas meals this next week, a great opportunity to take care of those that are in need. Merry Christmas from all of us to all of you.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Christmas.
once again, you've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is your host, Rob Burrows, and we just want to say thank you to you again for being here with us as we get ready to finish out this next year, next week. Gosh, Christmas is this next week, and then the new year.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Before we get started on today's episode, we want your questions. Every December, we talk about specific questions that we receive from you so we can answer them and make sure that we're addressing your specific needs. So if you have a question, contact us, let us know what it is, so we can answer it for you.
There are a couple ways to do that. You can either find us on Facebook, send us a message that way, or of course, the email address at the end of this episode is a great way to contact not only your questions, but episode ideas and commentary about how fantastic my voice is.
So let's get into today's episode. What's the topic?
We are talking about using your senses, not just what I see or what I hear, but what I'm tasting, what I'm smelling. This is a common bit of advice you hear from third grade teachers. Make sure you include all five senses in the scene.
The reason why senses are so important is that it immerses the reader into the moment with something that they can connect with that otherwise they wouldn't understand. While most of your readers may not know what, say, a homeless person who lives on the streets most of the time and never gets a shower smells like, you do know what a boy's gym locker room smells like after a day of football practice. These are small little details that you can connect the dots to give them an idea of the senses of what they're seeing, hearing, tasting, because readers want to be in the moment. They want to be in the world, and the senses is how you do that.
Not necessarily strictly smells, although that is a great one to give an idea of environment. But if your character can taste the rain in the air before the storm, that's something your readers can relate to.
So we mentioned earlier the five senses. We're aware that that's probably what you've been taught. That's what we were taught. That's what we were familiar with. But there are so many more senses than just five.
In this particular case, we're talking about ways that we interact with the world, ways that the world gives our brains information. Not necessarily seeing dead people like the sixth sense or an emotional IQ, these other things that are part of the human experience. But
the best investment is in the tools of one's own trade. Benjamin Franklin.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by